You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thoughts of suicide may feel impossible to overcome, but with help and support, you can find hope and meaning. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK to speak to a counselor, or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It's free, it's confidential, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even if it feels like it, you are not alone.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5,000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5,000. Enjoy!
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
tip pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
If you prefer real mornings, shouldn't you have a real breakfast? At McDonald's, we get real about breakfast. That's why you can have a savory sausage biscuit with delicious hash browns for only $1.50. It's time to wake up breakfast. Single item at regular price. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. gotta do something.
Absolutely.
You know what we gotta do? Foga party.
Foga! Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Click, click, boom! I'm coming down on the stereo, ripping on the radio. Click, click, boom!
I want you to kill every golfer on the course.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're gonna lock me up and throw away the key.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
And welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday night around here at KLRN Radio, what we like to call either hashtag Team No Pants Night or hashtag Chat Lives Matter Night. Doesn't really matter to me which one you call it, but the fact of the matter is, it is Wednesday. We are live. This is America's Podcast Network, and I am Rick Robinson, joined tonight by the non-imaginary and non-essential Ordy.
Wait a minute. Not essential.
Well, you're essential to KLRN right now because, you know, you're just not essential for the rest of the world. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here either. And everybody
I've come to snuff the rooster. What's going on, man?
Oh, dude, honestly, I almost slept through the show. I'm not even playing. My eyes popped open at like 8:59. I was like, oh, shit. Gotta go. Yeah, it was
fun. Yourself a little nap between Toxic and this one, huh?
Yeah, ate dinner real quick, and next thing I knew it was like 8:30. I'm like, I'm going to just turn on TV for a second, maybe listen to some news. Next thing I know, it's like 8:59, and I'm hearing the bong, 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 and I'm like, oh, shit. Gotta go.
But yeah, you only got 2 hours left to do.
Fuck you.
Team No Pants, Chat Lives Matter. What's going on, man?
Oh, this week has been crazy, and I think the Democrats have lost their minds.
Yeah.
This has probably been the first time in history that they've ever had a hearing where the guy they wanted to hear from wasn't allowed to speak. I was like, what the hell are they doing?
Yeah, you basically called him up to pontificate at him.
Dude, it was like your parents.
Because I'm reclaiming my time. They called him up to pontificate to him.
It's like when you were a kid and you got busted for something, and your mom was like, "You just wait till your dad gets home." And then after dad is home, mom is like standing in front of dad, screaming and yelling the whole time, and dad's just sitting there waiting for the chance to take the belt off, and she's just screaming and screaming and screaming. I told you were gonna get it when your dad got home. I told you. You just wait. I mean, that's what that whole thing was yesterday. I was like, "Are you kidding me right now? You're like treating him like he's 5,
right?"
And I mean, fuck. Okay. Fucking Jerry Nadler, do you realize, sir, that you have been doing nothing but perpetuating the wants and the needs of President Donald Trump? Do you realize that you sound like Jabba the fucking Hutt? Need to get the hell out of my face?
No mask.
Jesus.
You know, we talked about it last hour, too. All he had to do was pull his belt up an inch, and he could have been wearing a mask.
Oh, I'm too tired for that, but that was hilarious.
That whole... Yeah, I said it before. Nadler fucking owns. He doesn't even have to, you know. It's like whenever he was going to be citing the law to, you know, what gives the right to? Well, that would be U.S. code. I'm reclaiming my time. So you don't really want to know what the right is for the marshals to. You know, it's funny. Before last week, nobody really knew what the fuck a marshal did. They all thought that they traced down the one-armed man.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
They run WITSEC and they chase federal fugitives. Other than that, we know nothing.
Right.
But I think the funniest thing about all of that, and I keep meaning to find this clip, and I was too damn tired to go find it again, but there was a point yesterday where Barr is looking right at Nadler and everybody else and is like, since when has it been okay to try to blow up or burn down a federal building? Because is that okay now? And nobody ever said a word.
You know, it's like, you know, you all are the legislatures of this government. If you want to make it okay for citizens to blow up federal buildings, you have the power to do that. you can write the law and make it okay for everybody to go out there and be Guy Fawkes. You ain't going to like how that turns out when people start blowing up the IRS and the Capitol building, but, you know, you have that ability.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I didn't get to watch that much of it, and I'm kind of glad I didn't, because the little bit that I saw yesterday when I started playing catch-up after I got off work, I was literally, like, walking through my house screaming at the TV as I was walking away from it because I was hearing all the little bits and pieces. And those were some of the most petulant, disrespectful, and everybody, like, on that side of it on Facebook and everywhere else is, like, cheering. I'm like, oh, my God, did you see the way Dadler owned Barr? I'm like, are we watching the same movie? That's not what I saw at all. You might want to go back.
Are you watching the Bollywood parody of what's actually happening? Because, guys, ain't it.
So here's the thing. That's one of the reasons why when Chad hit me up yesterday and said he wanted to do the show, he hasn't done any type of radio work at all in like 2 months.
That was great hearing Chad yesterday, too.
Because
that was a great show.
Because he was like, you know what, I just haven't wanted to say anything for a while. I've been kind of licking my wounds after everything else that was going on. And I felt like everybody was against us for the longest time. But the thing about it is, anybody who's paying attention to some of the louder voices that have been out there, like Joe Scarborough, who is now like, just stop it. Just stop it.
Because stop doing that thing.
Stop with the burning shit down.
JC just made a great point in chat, and it was kind of a little bit of what you and Chad talked about last night too. You know, burning and blowing up federal buildings, we executed McVeigh for that.
Exactly, and that's one of the things that pissed us off here, because, you know, with all this, you know, there were peaceful Black Lives Matter protests in Oklahoma City and everything else. Do you know they vandalized the bombing memorial? Don't tell me that was fucking peaceful. They spray painted and vandalized the bombing memorial where we're actually, you know, trying to build something where we can remember the people that were callously taken from us because, oh my God, the federal government is evil. Look, we can have that have that conversation all day long. But if you're going to take it out against the federal government, maybe not do it with innocent people in the building.
Sure. Like a daycare.
That's the thing. That still freaks me out because I was supposed to be in that building that day. I got called into work and rescheduled an appointment that I had that was in that building that day. And I'm like, look, they called me in. There's been an emergency, so I have to cover for somebody. And I know it'll probably push my appointment back for a couple of months because at the time, because of everything else that was going on, I was looking into Social Security disability. And I was supposed to be in there filling out paperwork that day. And they're like, if you don't do this now, we probably won't be able to do it for at least 2 months or so. Because, you know, back then, computers were still fairly new and everything was still paper. Well, not really fairly new, but it was like Apple IIe computers.
Right, yeah, you couldn't go online and fill out your form.
But yeah, so and after the building blew up, they were like, yeah, we're just not really, you know, we're just, yeah. After that, I was like, you know, I think that was a sign. I think I'm good. Because
yeah,
I was supposed to be there that day.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's definitely something. You don't need this.
Yeah, that was definitely somebody like, yeah, you don't need none of this, bro. But yeah, so that's it. You know, and I've been saying this for days, and I credit Stacey with some of it because I pitched the softball and she knocked it out of the park. Because the other morning I'm like, look, there's no such thing as mostly peaceful. It's either peaceful or it's not. And she's like, yeah, that's like saying somebody's mostly pregnant.
I'm right.
Like, I'm stealing that and using it from now on because...
Yeah, it's like the ABC headline yesterday, you know, peaceful protests escalate. Well, you can't did it become more peaceful? No, that's not... For journalists, you don't know how to use words.
Words matter and you're using them wrong.
Words matter. Oh my God. Hang on, I got it. This just came across my feed. So you know how more than 100 police departments have backed out to help provide security for the DNC?
Yeah.
You heard about this? All right. So now they're considering using the National Guard and federal agents. I'm sorry. Didn't we just have a whole thing yesterday about how federal agents are the Stasi? from Democrats? That's from our friend Federal Musket. Yeah, there's stormtroopers, and oh, we'll get to that one later. But yeah, so
oh, sorry. But no, it's but no, yeah. Actually, that story broke last night while I was on the air. Actually, it was when Jen and I were on. I think. Because that was the first time I saw it. But yeah, pretty much most of the police departments that had pledged to send people in to do security work for the DNC were like, yeah, no, we're not with those rules that Milwaukee just passed. We're out. Nope, not doing none of that.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, you know, you keep calling cops stormtroopers, eventually they're going to be like, fuck you, we're not showing up.
You know, the one thing they forget, rubber bullets, mace, tear gas, pepper balls. These are all in response to Kent State when they used to use live ammunition.
Pretty much. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, we can go back
to that.
That's
why it is called less than lethal. Not non-lethal, but less than lethal. Yeah, it hurts. Yes, it'll break the skin. Yes, it irritates you. You know what? You're not dead. Because that was your other option before these.
I mean, I'm just going to be completely honest, and I don't even care if I get hate mail for it. At this point, we can go back to the other option. I'm good with that, because if people actually had to face actual consequences, they'd quit this shit.
Well, you know, it's like when this whole thing started, I asked, when did we stop using water cannons? And they said, well, the 60s, because it has a racist connotation to it now. Every other country in the world uses them. Well, yeah, but they didn't have the civil rights movement in the 60s. Wait. So it's not racist for 180 other sovereign nations to use water cannons, but it is for us.
Pretty much. Although okay. I did actually see it was actually a fire hose, but it reminded me of water cannons. There were right. federal marshals that were using water hoses to try to stave off the shoulder-mounted commercial-grade fireworks that were being shot at them.
Where are they getting these? Okay. I know that it's the Midwest. Well, no, Oregon really isn't.
No, Oregon's not.
Oregon is not Wyoming. Okay, Oregon has trees, so they kind of frown on fireworks there like they do in California, but Oregon doesn't go up like a match every year like California does. But it's not Wyoming where there's three fireworks stands for every man, woman, and child who lives in the state.
Yeah, I don't know where they're getting them either, because that was one of the things that surprised me, because my wife hadn't seen that, and then they actually showed some of the video on... I don't remember which news channel it was, but I was surprised that I saw it, because there was a dude that was holding one of the big, thick fiberglass tubes like a shoulder-mounted missile and just fired.
Yeah, using one of the mortars.
Pointing it right at the building. And my wife was like, holy shit, where are they getting commercial-grade fireworks? I'm like, I don't know, but I'm jealous because our 4th of July was awesome this year, but we didn't even get the commercial-grade stuff. We did get the stuff right below there. Which is kind of weird, because the explosions were just about as big, but they didn't have as much propellant, so it was really big explosions pretty close to the ground. I'm not sure that's a good combination. But hey, it was fun.
Really good or really bad, I haven't decided yet.
Dude, they were loud. It sounded like my son has discovered the joys of Tannerite.
Fun.
And we have a long-range rifle that he uses to set it off. And I swear, the first thing I thought of when the first one went off was like, holy shit, that's louder than when he shoots the Tannerite. That was loud. But yeah, anyway.
You know, when I used to live out in Vegas, I'd come back to California to for the holidays to visit my mom and things. And there's a Moapa Tribal Enterprises on Interstate 15. It's a big gas station, tiny little casino. The whole store is liquor, cigarettes, and fireworks. This nice. It's already heaven. So,
nice.
Just, yeah. So it's like anytime I drive by there, I mean that was I actually worked and lived in casinos, basically spent more time in casinos than I did at home, and still didn't spend as much as I did whenever I set foot in that place. That place would be like, okay, a four-figure price tag, you know, receipt, that wasn't unheard of. Moapa, I miss you folks.
Oh. But yeah, so that was only a portion of the crazy, because, you know, the other thing was about this whole thing was, you know, the hearing was supposed to start at a certain time, but the chair of the committee was in a fender bender and was late. And I mean late, like kept Barr waiting for over an hour late. And the funny thing is, at one point, Barr asked if he could have a 5-minute break. Nadler said no, and that's all he said, just no. So, Rep. Jordan says, Mr. Nadler, he's asking for a 5-minute break. We've never in the history of any of these hearings declined someone to take a 5-minute break. Well, we're almost over. And Barr looks at him and says, look, I waited for you for an hour and 43 minutes. I haven't had lunch yet, and I'm asking for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I just want to eat a Snickers. Otherwise, I'm going to get cranky. You don't want to see Barr cranky.
I don't know. At this point, I would like to see Barr cranky. I mean,
he doesn't have to be. He's got that, you know, shrug eyebrow thing that he does while taking a sip of a drink when... Yeah, it was one of the reps today was like, yeah, he kept talking over us, and he was just... It's just pure sexism. And like, no, you asked him a question, and the second he started to respond, you reclaimed your time. Can you go back to your district and send an adult back? That would be great.
I mean, my whole thing is at this point, and again, I'm probably going to get hate mail over this, but I am so pissed off with everything that's going on in Oregon and everywhere else that I'm actually rooting for somebody to go Emperor Palpatine at this point because I'm just over it. I'm done.
I threw the Senate at him. The whole Senate.
I mean, that's a terrible thing to say, and I understand that, but that's how frustrated I am with all of this because we have all of these things that are going on, and people keep trying to show people, you know, this is what's actually happening. And I mean, Nadler had the gall on national TV to tell Bill Barr that Antifa is a myth.
Yeah.
The fuck? Antifa is a myth. But then, you know, according to the leftist, Antifas were heroes until like 5 minutes ago. But now all of a sudden they've decided that Antifa is the real reason that Black Lives Matter is getting their ass handed to them over these protests. And now all of a sudden Antifa is really just white supremacists pretending to be Antifa. Fuck all y'all.
Right. Yeah, no, this whole time, the press, oh, it's not Antifa. The Democrats, it's not Antifa. Antifa, it's us. You know, they don't exist. They're a myth. Guys, we're right here. You know us. I was at your rally. I was at your fundraiser. I was a member of your campaign.
But here's the thing about that. So if we take Antifa at their word and at face value, the people that have been trying to tell everyone else for months that they were the heroes because they were out to stop the fascist Trump, and they're actually anti-fascist. Yeah, and we
remember
kept
all
saying,
the memes of the landing boats.
Yeah,
Antifa fighting fascism.
Yeah, and we kept saying, you know, really, what you guys are not realizing is these people are pretending to be against fascism when they're really the ones that want it. And now look at what's happening.
Yeah, they're. It's not irony that they have the sickle and hammer on all of their gear. All right. They are Marxist Leninists. They are the revolutionaries who, and you know, Archer and I talk about this all the time whenever we start arguing with a commie. they think that they're going to be the mid-level factory manager. They are going to be the revolutionary who's marched into the woods for a date with Quicklime. It happens every time. And that's what Antifa is. They think that they are going to be, you know, they are the chaos agents that the real Marxists get rid of as soon as the revolution is over.
But yeah, so I mean, and that's my whole thing with that is, you know, because it seems like there's two versions of Antifa. You have the Marxist side and then you have the anarchist side. Because the other thing that I've noticed is a lot of Antifa have basically co-opted the anarchy symbol because you'll see that it's like spray painted everywhere. I'm like,
sure.
So, I mean, granted, they're really two sides of the same coin fighting the same fight because there really isn't that much difference between anarchy and Marxism because it really eventually leads to the same thing because there's going to be somebody ruling the whole mess and it ain't going to be you.
Yeah, I've always said, and this is one of the reasons why once I discovered Minarchy that it really spoke to me, was that anarchy never works. If it worked, you would see it in nature. Once you have three beings, wolves, voles, people, whatever, one of them always assumes leadership, even if it's deciding where to eat or what to eat. So, yeah, anarchy just it can't work. We kind of talked about led to it on Juxtaposition last week, where we live in a universe that has causality.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have anarchy and causality. You can't have chaos, and it doesn't work in when the laws of physics include causality.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I think, along the same vein, one of the other reasons that I've kind of figured out that the leftists are in a lot more trouble than I think a lot of people are figuring out is they have gotten so into cancel culture at this point, and they've realized that there are certain people on the right that they just cannot touch, that now they're starting to eat their own. I don't know if you saw this, but there is now an investigation into the Ellen DeGeneres show because apparently it's a toxic work environment.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. Apparently, and I quote, the wanting to help people and the niceness and the sweetness is all an act in front of the TV cameras. When the cameras are off, it's the one of the most hostile, toxic workplaces I have ever been, end quote, from an anonymous source.
And well, they've never worked for Kale or Ed.
Well, this is true, because, you know, we call everybody babe and tell them to stifle it.
Right. Listen, babe.
I'm glad that was Angie, because if that would have been Sam or somebody else, I don't think G would have lived through it.
No. That was fun. That was a fun hour.
It was. It was over before I knew it. I was like, wait a minute. Where did... And as usual, usually about halfway through, y'all get to go in, and I'm just over here going, I'm just going to run the board, let them keep talking. I'm good. which worked out well, because...
Yeah. No, you're right. And the thing is that the right has figured out, I mean, we've always known, it's always been, it's in our nature, is the right and libertarians, is basically people of freedom. Is you don't bend the knee. Cancel culture doesn't work on us. You may get a couple scalps, but we don't give a fuck. You know, it's like I always said. I was looking for a job when I found this one. You know, I don't care. Fire me. You know, I'll find another one. Probably better.
I was looking for a job when I found this one, but I wasn't expecting to do 12 shows a week.
Right, but right. So 11 now. So you're right. The right doesn't care. They started the cancel culture thing. They got a couple scalps and we figured it out real quick. You know, look at Goya Foods. Look at Richard Gunnell. Look at, you know, all just so many examples of you could try. I'll give you an attempt to try. I mean, look at the left. Soledad O'Brien calls out Jack Dorsey for giving an attaboy to Chick-fil-A and then has to apologize for a chicken sandwich.
Oops.
I should be like, yeah, fuck you. It was delicious.
I like their chickens. Don't judge me.
I got extra pickles. Eat a dick.
Jesus chicken is the best chicken, y'all.
Right. Delicious hate chicken.
Honestly, I mean, it's good, don't get me wrong, but, you know, dude, my pastor's going to send me a message later, but I've actually had better. I mean, it's good, don't get me wrong, and there are things that I do like. Honestly, I'm probably a weirdo, because you wouldn't normally hear this from me, but I actually like their wraps. They have a really good chicken wrap.
Not everybody's into the bun. Yeah, I know this might be blasphemy, but I like Popeye's better.
See, I haven't had Popeye's sandwich yet.
KFC, until they got rid of the potato wedges, that was my go-to.
Dude, I don't know what the hell they were thinking, but getting rid of the potato wedges was like the worst thing ever.
That's like getting rid of your biscuits.
Well, their biscuits haven't been very good for a while, honestly.
I know, but they got those sweet little butter packets and the honey and, you know.
But anyway,
they do have great service. JC, you're right.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that sets them apart, is they really do have good service. They're also the only chicken chain I know of that has Polynesian sauce.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm making myself hungry.
Yeah.
Fat kids shouldn't be talking about chicken and Polynesian sauce. My stomach's going to start growling in a second.
Al, you got a point, though. Every time I like eating KFC, but every time I do, I regret it the next day.
See, I used to
love... Especially if I get the coleslaw.
I used to love KFC as a kid. The last time I ate there, I was disappointed.
I don't think there were other options when we were kids.
Well,
yeah, but like Popeyes and Chick-fil-A, they were all regional at the time. They weren't national.
Yeah, well, I mean, I live in the South, so yeah, there was always chicken here, bro.
Well, yeah, right.
So, you know.
But you know, it's like I'm in the West. We had El Pollo Loco before y'all, so.
Never heard of it, so obviously it must suck.
That's actually pretty good. It's you know what it is? It's a Mexican chicken joint.
Yeah, I can kind of tell from the name, just saying.
Yeah. I didn't, yeah. But it's basically chicken and guacamole. How would you like your chicken and guacamole today?
See, so don't get me wrong, because I do eat some guacamole, but I'm pretty particular about guacamole. So I'm not sure, because I have to be in the mood for it.
El Pollo Loco's guacamole is pretty good. It's kind of like a mix between a guacamole and a picante.
Ooh, that's
got a little bit of heat to it. It's got some flavor, some tomato, you know.
So, it's pretty good. So speaking of chicken, were you aware that this is officially the national, the unsubstantiative food formerly known as Chicken Wings Day?
I love that Governor Death has made himself the arbiter of what is and isn't food.
Doesn't really surprise me. You know, it's kind of what he does.
The Love Gov has determined that buffalo... it's named after a major city in the north part of your state, bro.
It's
not that people actually think buffaloes have wings.
I almost ordered some for lunch today, and I decided I wasn't going to. Because I actually have to go into...
You ever had pig wings?
No. I didn't know there was such a thing.
Yeah, it's pork ribs. Done like buffalo wings.
Oh my god, thank you.
Right?
I am so making those soon.
Right?
I don't know why I've never thought of that.
Yeah, it's I used to work at a place and we did them there, and he said, no, this thing's huge. He's from South Carolina. He said they're huge in South Carolina.
See, so, that makes sense, though, because South Carolina barbecue sauce is different.
I love South. You're talking about the mustard vinegar base rather than the ketchup and
it already kind of has that flavor to it. It's just not usually as spicy. That does make sense for those to be bigger down there. That sounds absolutely amazing. So
they're fantastic.
We really, I just ate and I'm already getting hungry again. We really need to stop talking about food.
Yeah, you cook the rib, you cut the rib, and then you refry it like you would a chicken wing. Man, put it in from Frank's. Damn. You got yourself something special.
You're fixing to have to do the show by yourself because I'm fixing to go find some ribs and test this shit out, yo. Ugh, man. Damn, that sounds good. Anyway.
You want to go to a break and then come back?
Yeah, we probably should. We've been running long anyway, so
yeah.
Us follow a schedule? We don't do that around here. What are you talking about?
I blame those fuckers on toxic masculinity. They ran late. They started late. They couldn't find their guests Skype, and
that wasn't my fault, you know.
No, wasn't entirely, because I couldn't do it either. Fucking Skype changing their interface. Used to just be, I'm in here. Click on that. Click back. Boom. They're in the group. Now it was like, I've got her. How do I get back to the group?
I'm still not exactly sure how I figured it out. It's like I had to go back into groups, and then I just clicked on one that had your name in it, and then all of a sudden the rejoin call button showed up that's usually there the whole time, and I'm like, I don't know how I did it, but I'm back. All right. We're going to take a break. This is the Robinson and Horty Show, because Dan is still essential. And unlike the rest of you fuckers keep telling me, he is real, and he's not just a voice in my head, I think. We'll see you guys after the break. This is the
I'm Andy. Probably because I'm not famous, but I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5,000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5,000. Enjoy!
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Welcome back to the Robinson and Horty Show, live right here on KLR and Radio America's Podcast Network. And it is Chat Lives Matter Day, ladies and gentlemen. Hashtag Team No Pants represent. We are back. We are live. And there's nothing like being a part of the KLR and Radio family and trying to show somebody proof that one of the founders of Black Lives Matter admitted in a recorded video that she is a Marxist and the organization itself has Marxist underpinnings, and their response is, "You damn lie!" Did you watch the video? Did you hear them?
Right.
Because that was them that said that, not me.
Yeah, it's not like I made this up. This is actual their words.
And that's the thing, you know, and I keep trying to just go read what it says on their website. And I'm actually going to do that tonight as part of Off the Rails. I'm going to go through their website. We're going to look at some of the things it actually says about what they believe. And then you tell me that they haven't basically copied and pasted Marxist planks onto their website and put a few feel good words around it.
Oh, sure. You know, they just took out Marx or proletariat and put in, you know, black.
And I realize that I'm just an old cranky fat white guy, but what the hell is up with all this black liberation bullshit? What exactly are they trying to be liberated from at this point?
Okay. I'm going to get letters for this. They did that once. They went and founded their own country. It's called Liberia.
So why don't they just go there?
Right. I mean,
I know.
It's also the only other country in the world that has a constitution of negative rights.
The hell is a constitution? Oh, okay.
Telling the government what it can't do rather than saying what the people are allowed to do.
Yeah, sorry. It took me a second to process what you actually said. So I was like, oh, wait, never mind. I know what you mean now.
Hey, I was just checking the dashboard while, you know, coming back from break. Robinson and Wright, India, Italy, and France are our biggest non-U.S. distribution.
Nice.
You blew me away. I told you about it during the break. Jamaica has picked up to India on juxtaposition.
That's kind of not really surprising, though, because, you know, they're down there smoking that good ganja, going, hey, this is a good show, man. We can smoke some more of that ganja.
Right. Yeah, and you know what? They're in our time zone, too, so it's not like they have to get up at an ungodly hour to listen. So...
You know, we were talking about it a little bit on the break, but, you know, just to be honest, when I started this, and I mean, granted, we're not like Ben Shapiro huge or anything, but I never...
We're not the Blaze.
I never expected us to be... I never expected us to be big enough that we actually have people that are willing to listen to us from around the world, and we literally have thousands of listens a month. I remember when I was excited that I had 10.
Yeah.
And now,
I remember when it was just me, Ron, and first it was just Ron, and then it was me, Ron, and Al in the chat. And now we've got a great group in the chat. We've got, you know, they're here all day too, and it's just amazing. The KRN family just—it's growing.
Yeah, and I think the thing that makes me the most excited, because, you know, we really do have this core group now, and now we're working on putting together a nice little merchandise store and a few other things that are going on. And not going to...
The blog posts and... Yeah,
the blog post, and I don't really want to jinx it, but I have gotten an email from someone who's interested in discussing whether or not we would like to start a KLRN-TV web feed.
I have mixed.
Yeah, but the thing about that is you're not. It's not. It's going to be anything that anybody has to participate on. So I mean, it's not like I'm going to say,
I'm mixed about my involvement in it. It's like I think that would be cool, on one hand, but on the other hand, having been doxxed and being, you know, being my aquisha self on Twitter, I don't know if I want my face out there.
But that's all right. You can just do your show in your. Don't step on snack thing.
Yeah, this is dumb mask. Yeah, I'll get.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if we get serious enough about it, we can figure out a way to make you look like an Amish guy on there. It can be done.
GRZ, he makes more memes for KLRN than he does for Blaze and Daily Wire combined, and he subscribes to them. We do this for free.
I know, right? He's awesome at that, though. I keep trying to convince him to do some work for our Facebook page. Like, you just share the memes that you make over there. You don't have to do anything extra or special. You can just find me on Facebook, and I will add you to the page, and then I will even be nice enough to make sure that you know what my real name is, because this isn't my name.
You know, JC, answering your question, one thing I've thought about, I was talking about this with a friend of mine when we were talking about doing a gamer podcast long before I started working for KLRN. There's a game called Star Citizen that has facial recognition software built into it. And when it goes live, I was thinking, you know, doing podcasts like that where it would just be my avatar from the game. And because it has face tracking to where, you know, as I talk, the character's mouth would move. I've thought about it.
Yeah.
Then I do vid.
I mean, and that's what I'm saying. The technology is getting there where, I mean, you know, even I've thought about it. And part of the reason why I'm kind of toying with the idea is because, like I said, it doesn't even necessarily always have to be live broadcast. One of the things that I've kind of toyed with for a long time is because, you know, not a lot of people know this, but when I first started doing podcasting, I had like a complete avatar thing going on. And when I first joined Twitter, that was what I used. My avatar when I did podcasting, we actually built an entire website around two fictional characters. One of them was a penguin wearing a Gladstone flag t-shirt, and the other one was an owl with a nub for a wing wearing a Greenpeace t-shirt, and that was Nubs. So when the first podcast we ever did, which eventually led to Finding Common Ground, was actually Wobbles and Nubs Present My Two Cents. And I had the idea when we started moving away from that, that those would kind of be maybe cool characters to do like either kids books or a kid centric TV show about history, just because they're cartoonish. And when I got that email today, that was the first thing I thought of again was, you know, I did have that idea and I never really did anything with it. And the more I think about it, you know, we've got Stacy writing books now and doing all these things. And I'm like, why not find a way to just branch out?
Yeah. We got LL writing books. We got, yeah. And, you know, I was thinking about when you were talking about a kid's history show, too. I was thinking about that show that used to be on the Blaze.
Liberty Tree House.
Liberty Tree, yeah. And I was thinking, you know who would be great for something like that is our friend Archer on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Adeptus Archer. You know, because he's a teacher. I think, you know, if he'd be in that, he'd be great for that.
Yeah, and I mean that just because it's my concept doesn't mean that, you know, I would be one of the ones in the front of it, even
sure.
If it is something that I do.
It's not like you don't have a lot on your plate and you could, you know, share a role with that too. I mean, look how you conned me into doing Jux with you.
I didn't con you. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you fooed me. You did the same thing that Foo did. I'll have you on as a guest, and then. You're a co-host.
That's how I get all my co-hosts. Where do you think Sam figured out where do you think Sam figured out the technique from?
Right. You know, I got to talk about this. We talked about it during the break. During the House Technology Committee today, where Jim Jordan just absolutely grilled the CEO of Google. That was fantastic. But in another moment, excuse me, Rep. Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin was talking to Mark Zuckerberg, and he asks about Donald Trump Jr.'s account being taken down. Why did that happen? And Zuckerberg responded, Congressman, first to be clear, I think what you're talking about, I think what you might be referred to happened on Twitter, so it's hard for me to speak to that. Yeah, if you're going to – this is what pisses me off about Congress. And usually it's the left that does it, and it pisses me off that this was a Republican rep that did it. At least if you're going to be on the committee, have the slightest clue as to what you're fucking talking about. Usually AOC is the one who goes full fucking potato, but today it goes to Sensenbrenner.
Kids, don't go potato. Especially don't go full potato.
You went full potato. Never go full potato.
Oh, man. But, yeah, so, and I didn't get to keep up with much of that today. But, yeah, as soon as you told me what he said, I was like, yeah, that's not the right platform, bro. I mean, at least have some idea of what you're talking about.
Yeah, I guess Jack was, it was either Jack or Zuck was talking about how, it was Zuck leading into the testimony today. Talking about, no, because the comment went out that, there is no competition for these social media networks. And Facebook says, not true. There is a, we have direct competition in China with a Chinese Facebook. That's in China. Yeah, that's 1.3 billion people. But that's not the other 5 billion people who have access to your platform.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Anyway.
Yeah. So, anyway, fuck China.
Yeah. China's
asshole.
Believe it or not, we're almost out of time already. I don't know where the hell the last hour went, yeah. But...
Yeah, we babbled for a few minutes and then...
off to the races and now we're done.
Right.
So, watching anything new?
No. I really, really tried to give Curse a chance. And I still haven't gotten through the first episode. I'll get like 5 minutes into the moment that I watched previously on, the previous evening. I just can't bring myself to give a fuck about any of the characters. None of them are likable. And, it's not like Raising Arizona, where none of the characters were likable. This is just, I don't care. Yeah. There's nothing about this that I care about at all. So
the little bit I've seen of it seemed really, really dry. I'm just like, anything here.
So dry. But how do you get Floki from Vikings and make him at the same time drunk and boring?
Yeah, that doesn't really seem like it should be possible. But there's another show that a lot of people were raving about, and my wife and I tried to give it a shot this week because there's really nothing on TV right now. Everybody was talking about how good Peaky Blinders is. I made it 10 minutes into the first episode, and I slept for the rest of the night.
The best night's sleep you had. You even missed your morning show.
No, that wasn't that night, but it was close.
I'm seeing a couple shows. I can't remember if they popped up on my Amazon or on Netflix when I log in. But I'm seeing a couple other things I want to watch and give a shot to. They're in our wheelhouse. Just can't remember the names of them right now. So, no, I'm inching my way through the Ghost Rider season of S.H.I.E.L.D. to get into the Bizarro World Coulson S.H.I.E.L.D. and lead up to the last season.
Yeah, so the other thing is, when Winona Earp premiered last week, I only have one question, because they made a big deal in the opening, about how you guys had asked for it, and after 2 years we listened. Bring back Dark Matter, you motherfuckers!
Yeah, I think that's the difference between putting a show on hiatus and canceling a show. Because when a show goes on hiatus, there's no guarantee that it'll come back, but all the contracts are on hold. Whereas when a show is canceled... God. But yeah. I still hope for Amazon to pick it up. Because after what Amazon did to The Expanse, I want them to have all the sci-fi.
I know.
I want that sweet Bezos money going straight into my veins.
Amazon is the new Sci-Fi Channel because they do it right.
Yeah, they do it better. And they're getting the good. I mean, we're going to have a Lord of the Rings series coming out next year. I know it got pushed back because of the COVID.
The vid got it. The vid got it, y'all. I'm so sick of talking about the vid, too.
I am so... You know, it's actually part of, like... it's an afterthought of the conversation now. It's not the focus of the conversation. It is the explainer for why the conversation is happening.
I mean, I think what drives me crazy about the whole thing, though, is, you know, as one of those people that, you know, has been... that actually launched a morning show based on the fact that we were stuck at home and it was only supposed to be 14 days and here we are five months later. And have, you know, poured through the research that my co-host was giving me, looked into all the different studies that are going on all around the world that explain exactly why hydroxychloroquine, when given early and given in conjunction with a couple of other really cheap things that you need to give with it, will actually stop the coronavirus from spreading. And you try to tell people about that, and they're like, "Oh my God, you're just giving fake science. You don't know what you're talking about." Saint Fauci of the, the patron saint of Remdesivir. I swear, that's what I'm calling this dude because I'm just done with it, man. I mean, we're literally talking about something. We're talking about a five, basically. If you do it right, you're talking about a 5 to 7 day dose of hydrochloric. Whatever the fuck that word is, because it's too late to try to say it.
Yeah, I just call it HTQ.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing that too. And then some zinc and some zithromycin. That's it. You're talking about something that for like an entire cycle of medication would cost you like $30. As opposed to Remdesivir, how come I can say that and not the other one? But kind of an aside there.
Yeah, they're both four syllables.
I know, I don't, but anyway, too many consonants in the other one.
Sorry, hydroxychloroquine is seven, six.
I don't know.
I didn't know there was going to be math.
There's no math on this show, sir. It's too late for math.
You know, the one thing about the COVID, though, is that Fu and I came back to fill in a slot while Di or Joe and Jody were having issues with their family with illnesses and everything else. And then with the COVID, we started doing Flu Bar on Monday to have a weekly show because while we were trapped at home and everybody else was trapped at home, we might as well have some fun with it. And now that Di and Jody are both back and ready, I've got Fu into the weekly mindset, so we now have a weekly show on Monday.
I like you guys better on Mondays anyway. Because you bring more people in, so it helps our Monday numbers.
Well, I mean, you know what? I was going to check Cyber Wars distribution while I was on the dashboard. Hang on.
I thought you did that already.
I wanted to refresh my memory. While we're talking about Mondays.
He got distracted.
Yeah, hang on. I'm just curious with Cyber Wars. I want to verbalize it so it'll stick in my head. Geolocation... wow. United States, UK, France, Australia, Canada, Kenya, Switzerland, Denmark, Spain, and Norway. We are big in the Nordic states.
Not, I guess, did you check you guys' distribution and make sure that you're on the Indian network?
One? I haven't. I will.
Because I thought I'd put that you guys on show. Over there. Anyway, speaking of after the show, that's pretty much it, my friend.
Sure.
Why don't you remind
me? Yeah, I do like being on Monday, too. It's a great start to the week. And, it gets the Monday nights rolling.
Although it doesn't really help when the guys that are supposed to be on after you keep having to cancel the show because New York politics is fucked.
Sure.
It's not their fault, though. I can't be mad at them. They actually work in politics in that state, and it's a mess from the mail-in voting. So like, there's so many things we're trying to figure out. We can't do the show. And I'm like, I'm sad about that. But honestly, at the same time,
now did they live or do they upload?
No, they upload, but they haven't even been able to find time to record because they're still counting shit.
Right.
Anyway,
I'm just saying, you know, if it comes to it, and we've, you know. Just putting it out there. Thursdays after bleeping.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. All right.
Then
well,
do, live nights on Mondays. Anyway, well, we would need to find a show to fill in because I'm not doing 2 hours.
Whatever. Why not?
He says after doing 3 hours.
I was going to say you did 3 hours tonight and you made it look easy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the four times a year that all three shows happen in the same week.
Well, the good news is that won't happen for you anymore, really.
Right.
Not on the same night, anyway.
Right. Now, yeah, I'll have a chance to eat and make a drink between the two. All right.
That's all right. We'll eventually get you to do like a midday show or something, and then you'll be doing as much radio as me again.
Dick.
And then you'll hate me for it. All right, we're going to get out of here. Got to come back and do America Off the Rails. Otherwise, we don't finish off Wednesday night right. And it's my last official night of radio this week. So, mine as well. We'll see you guys in just a few. Stay tuned for those of you staying up late. If not, I'll see you wusses in the morning. Or maybe you'll listen to it in podcast. People got to go to bed early and stuff. Sleeps for the week, yo. See you guys in a bit.
Sleep when you're dead. These are not the droids you're looking for.
Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra.